Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Match penalty, so it gets an automatic review. How surprised were you there was no further discipline?
I am surprised. You think that's what they want to try to get out of the game? You know, I think, you know, you look at the NFL, what they've done in protecting players. I don't think that was an accidental play.
Lindy, what is your takeaway from the way your players handled this in the aftermath of the hit? Specifically yesterday, Alex and a few of the other guys had mentioned that it was discussed.
Yeah, we had some hard conversations. It's over. What we discussed, we'll stay inside the room, and we're moving on to winning, trying to win tonight.
Very confident it was a productive meeting.
Yes.
How important is a meeting like that, a moment like that, you know, and how they respond, how it can bring a team together potentially?
You have more than one moments like that in a year usually. We've had several. They're really. It's about growing. They're important. It's important to when you have meetings about games where you get blown out or when you're giving up all kinds of terrible goals. It's about growing together. And the only way to get better is learn from where you've been.
Was Kevin part of that meeting yesterday?
I'm not going to comment on any part of the meetings.
Matias Anderson, he
wasn't
out there today.
Yeah, he's ruled out for tonight too. Injury, lower body injury.
Is that on short term or don't you know yet?
Don't know. Just leave it at that, Paul.
Tyson took a shot before, early in the Friday's game.
Was that?
Yes.
So he's been sick. This isn't hiding anything, taking a shot, nothing. He's been sick. He was here today, skated early. Last I heard he was down 7 pounds. This bug that has hit has picked off like 7-8 guys now. Some have been longer. You look at Zucker, how long it took him. We're hoping that, you know, he can skate either on his own tomorrow or the next day and maybe be ready by Friday.
Roseanne's been really impressive in Rochester recently. What do you want to see from him based on your other viewings this season?
I think a lot of times a guy gets called up and he gets plunked on kind of that fourth line and, you know, you spot him in. I'm going to put him right up there with Cooley and JJ and let him go. There's a great connection there between Cooley and him, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. I think a lot of times, you know, given a bigger role, a guy, you know, can show more. So the plan is to try to give him a really good look. That's a great opportunity. And JJ and Cooley have really been going well. He's really been going well down there. I'm excited to see him get this opportunity.
One of the ideas to see him was training camp. What did you see from Roseanne before he went back to
Rochester? Great distributor. He was good in camp. I thought he a little tentative in the game we brought him for, but still made a couple of really nice plays hanging on to pucks. I like his playmaking ability first, probably, but I know he's really been hot down there when it comes to putting the puck in the back of the net too.
I know it's it's a game at a time focus, but this franchise has not won four straight games in more than 2 years. Not that it's a message that you preach to your team, but is there a significance to breaking that drought? Good teams usually win four straight games at some point.
Best focus, I'll just tell you. I know I couldn't have told you that. I didn't know that. The focus is in winning this game tonight. That's it.
Lindy, what's your reaction to Columbus being in a playoff spot given all the things they've had to go through that are far greater than hockey?
Yeah, I think they were undervalued because they got a pretty deep talent pool there with the forwards up front. Like, they've been a really dangerous group. You've got to give them a lot of credit for, getting themselves in the right place with what happened. I think everybody in that franchise deserves a lot of credit from top down.
I was around the Cleveland Indians 30 years ago when they had two guys killed in spring training in a boating accident. And when you got that news about Johnny Gaudreau, does everyone in hockey almost say, how would I have handled that if that was one of my guys? Like, what do you think when you hear that?
Yeah, I think every individual handles that differently. That affects some people very dearly, deeply. Other guys you can't get a take on sometimes. But like you said, you were around when that happened to them. I've been around, some of that tragedy myself. It's not easy, not easy. And you've got to keep that in mind when you're dealing with each guy individually.